NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Wall Street stocks are well into the green today during midday trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose by more than 580 points at times today. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ are also up more than 1%. As the search continues for Brian Laundrie, a candlelit vigil is being planned for his fiancée Gabby Petito tomorrow night. Lisa G reports.
Shine a Light for Gabby is set for 7 p.m., with organizers asking for a $20 donation for a candle, with proceeds being donated to Gabby's family. The 22-year-old's body was found Sunday in a national forest in Wyoming, and the medical examiner has declared her death a homicide.
Congressional Democrats in the White House have agreed on a framework to pay for the $3.5 trillion social spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made the announcement during a briefing with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I have a brief sentence, and that is the White House, the House, and the Senate have reached agreement on a framework that will pay for any final negotiated agreement.
Democrats have also called it a human infrastructure bill. Democratic moderates and progressives have been squabbling over the scale of spending in the bill. Pelosi said it includes paid family and medical leave and child care assistance. She said she's confident the bill will pass, along with a $1.2 trillion infrastructure measure. We may have the next major hurricane in the Atlantic by the end of the week. Tropical Storm Sam is churning away, and Dr. Jack Bevins with the National Hurricane Center says we could be talking about a hurricane very soon.
We are anticipating significant strengthening over the next several days. We're forecasting Sam to become a hurricane tomorrow, and it could become a major hurricane or be near that intensity by the end of the weekend.
Dr. Bevins says Sam is too far out in the Atlantic to know what impacts might be felt in Florida. He says 2021 has been particularly busy and that it's unusual to have 18 named storms by this point in the season. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.